This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item in Lynn. And Steve, welcome and welcome back.
How are you doing, Bill?
Good. Steve, the MIAA tournament now well underway. Everybody's, by the end of tonight, I think we'll have seen their first game pretty much, except for some of the lower divisions maybe seeing action over the weekend. But what's your initial take and what are you looking for coming up this weekend?
Well, this is the weekend, really, where the week gets separated from the chafe, as it were. And we're into the quarterfinals now in most everything. And some of the potentially interesting local matchups might be starting to take shape. For example, if Marblehead beats Malden Catholic in boys basketball tomorrow night, Saturday night, and if Classical can get past Belmont tomorrow afternoon, they would play each other in the semifinal. And the other game that they had against each other was right at the end of the season. And it was a very good game that Classical won in the last minute. So that'll be a fun thing to hope for, at least, and to watch once it gets there. And also in Division I girls, should Peabody get by Woburn tonight and Revere get past Central Catholic? And that's not a given.
Yeah.
And I know Revere's the high seed, and I know Central Catholic is down a little bit. You know, Central Catholic is number 7. They were still 14-6, and it's still a very good program. And but if Revere does beat them and Peabody does beat Woburn, they would play each other.
Yeah, there are some matchups where you can look at, like, seedings and leagues and schedules. And, for example, the game that you and I both saw last night, Saugus and Bishop Fenwick. Now, Saugus is a home-seeded team in girls basketball, a better record. They play in a decent league, but Fenwick played a pretty tough schedule this year, and they ended up winning on the road as the lower-seeded team. So you get that, you know, going on as well in some of these divisions.
One thing you just can never tell with tournament teams, particularly since if they're outside your region, you really haven't seen them, is what kind of schedules they play. A lot of coaches, you know, they have their ways of preparing, and some of them, for example, Jeff Newhall of St. Mary's and also Adam DeBagas of Bishop Fenwick, they don't mind playing tougher teams. Even if they lose to the tougher teams, it gets them in that frame of mind for the tournament. Saugus played in the lower division of the Northeastern Conference, and, you know, boy, they had such a nice year. They haven't been in the tournament in over 30 years.
Yeah.
And they made it. Not only did they make it, they got a high seed and had a home game. And I thought, all things considered, they handled Fenwick pretty well. Fenwick is the defending three-state champion, and I thought that Saugus hung with him for about 3.5 quarters, and then the experience took over.
Yeah, I think so, and they made a little run at the end, but the Fenwick did have that answer. You know, what's also interesting too is what you were talking about earlier is that the tournament is more or less by definition, you're playing teams that you haven't played before. But yet, as you point out, the possibilities of going back and playing league rivals, such as the Marblehead Classical game in boys action, if it's possible, with each of those teams winning their next games, that's exciting too, because when you look at it, those two teams, each one of them only had the one league loss this year, and it was Classical beating Marblehead, handing them their one league loss. Granted, they're in two different divisions, I get that piece, but still, that's certainly a very enticing matchup.
I think that one is pretty enticing. I think that if you ask the coaches whether they like these league matchups being this deep into the tournament, they'd tell you no. Two teams know each other too much. I think part of the allure of the tournament, as a spectator for me, is seeing these teams that everybody always talks about that because of where we are and who we play, we never get to see. For example, I love going to a game where somebody's playing Central Catholic because it's Central Catholic. Yeah. You know, in hockey, I love going to games where Malden Catholic is one of the teams being played because we don't get to see Malden Catholic all that much.
Yeah.
And, I think that's the fun of it for me.
Yeah, no doubt. It's both sides. Speaking of the Catholic Conference, you sort of were, I think. You got St. John's Prep playing at Lowell on Friday night in boys basketball.
the prep is dinged up really bad, unfortunately, and I don't know. But there again, you have an instance where Lowell is a high seed. The prep, Lowell's four, prep is five. But if you had to pick the two, Lowell's Merrimack Valley and St. John's is Catholic Conference. I don't think you can really make too much of a judgment about either league because both leagues are very good. The prep game that I'm interested in seeing what happens is the one the next night in hockey where they play Austin Prep. That is going to be it's either Saturday or Sunday. I'm not sure which, but whoever it is, whenever it is, it's Austin Prep. That is going to be a game. And I think the Prep might have a real tough time hanging with Austin Prep.
All right, Steve, anything else you want to share about any of the particular Lynn teams or any other notes, say, from the past week or so that stand out?
I just think that lots of props have to go out to Lynn Athletics. Out of a possible eight teams, seven of them made the tournament. The only one that didn't was Lynn English Girls. For Tech boys and girls to make the tournament on the same year, that hasn't happened in a long, long time. And I saw that Tech Pope John game Wednesday night, and it was one of those things where the lead was up to about 32 at the beginning of the third quarter, and then Pope John took out a lot of its starters, and Tech kept theirs in. But I don't think he can really make too much of a judgment about that. There's no depth, you know, with a team like Tech. But, you know, they didn't stop playing. And the margin of loss was only 12 by the end of the game. I believe Tech scored the last 18 points. And, again, you know, you have to understand that Pope John took out its starters, but not for the whole rest of the game. They had them come in periodically. But, you know, Tech just kept playing. And you know, this game, you get down by 30 points, and the temptation is to not keep playing. So the fact that they didn't, Saugus last night, same thing. Saugus kept playing. They didn't quit. They made it worth their while to be there. And, you know, you got to give them credit for that.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, Steve, always good talking with you, and we'll check back with you very soon.
All right, Bill, thanks.
All right, Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item in Lynn. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.